All right, 97 won the ticket. How about a little football? Time for a blitz.
All right, so let's do this, guys. We are preseason starts tonight in the NFL. So here's what I want to do. I want to go through the coaching rankings, the current NFL coach rankings, okay? We are going to take out the first-year coaches. They don't count. So Jared Mayo, out. Brian Callahan, out. Antonio Pierce, technically his first year, so we're going to take him out.
He's out.
So who do you think is the worst NFL coach, the very last NFL coach in the NFL?
Not first year.
Not first year.
Let's start with Mike McCarthy.
No, Mike Dallas McCarthy coach. Is not.
They did make the playoffs. I just don't like him very much.
He's on his final year, but he's not in year one.
Everybody, I'm thinking like, no, that's first year guy.
I'll give you the division. NFC South.
I mean, not first year, though. This is very difficult, I feel.
Hold on.
NFC South. They wear black. That's part of their color scheme. All right, I'll give it to you.
We're doing awful at this.
Dennis Allen.
Oh.
Saints head coach.
Fair enough.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Now, when they put these rankings together, they put him at 32, which means there are other coaches that are in their first year that they believe
better,
is going to be
him.
A better coach
but
than
I,
him.
I thought first-year guys were not eligible.
No, I'm taking them out for this exercise.
Okay. I'm sorry.
But what happens is they listed him at 32, which means there are first-year coaches like Jared Mayo and Brian Callahan that they believe.
So like Dave Canales, they think, is a better head
correct.
Coach.
Correct. So with the question I have for you, so is Dennis Allen going to be the first coach fired?
Kind of seems that way. It does, huh? Especially, David, I think that's a loaded question because there's so many good coaches that are sitting out there not coaching right now.
Yes, you're
that
exactly
a lot
right.
of teams,
Vrabel, Belichick.
A lot of teams are going to cut ties early. I think by week four, you may see your first firing to jump in and bring in. I think Belichick is going to take some courting, but I think Vrabel could be a guy. You know what? How about we
to like save a team?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Let me ask you this then, because they have at number 29 Robert Saleh, who is still there are still first year coaches. Antonio Pierce that is in front of him. Could he be the guy out? And Vrabel maybe goes to the Jets to save their season.
I think Robert Saleh has been given a bad deal. Like he's developed the defense, but he didn't have a quarterback last year or the year before. No, I think he at least gets the season to see what Rodgers can do.
See, I think Robert Saleh is like the Justin Fields of coaches, where he went to a situation and everything around him fell apart and they had to blame somebody. So I could see Saleh getting fired because...
That would make no sense to me, but I hear you.
Because, we took this quarterback. Well, yeah, the quarterback was flaky and you knew that he was flaky.
Well, I got a guy that could get whacked. What about if the Jags go in the tank, Doug Peterson? Or... And this is a long shot, but if Philly continues the free fall, what about Sirianni? I mean, that could be a situation like you're talking. 4 weeks in, they're 1-3. You go get Bill Belichick.
I don't think so because I think he had hired bad coordinators. I mean, Matt Patricia. That's all I have to say.
Fair enough.
But Dan Quinn is not that.
Dan Quinn is ranked 20th.
Okay.
He's ranked 20th, and I think they do that because he has experience. So, yes, while this is his first year with the Commanders, he has experience.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that. But McCarthy, I think, is going to be the first one gone.
I will give you his ranking. He is number 17th on this list. So right there in the middle of the league. So there's not a lot of confidence there. Really, to be honest.
And I think he's first fired.
Maybe, but I mean, is Jerry really going to whack him midseason?
Yes, because you have big name coaches. Now, that's where Jerry's going to be brave enough, and he's just going to throw the farm at Belichick and said, Okay, come fix
this. Come on. All right.
Yeah, so for show purposes, let me give you where Brian Daboll is, the Giants head coach. He is 21st here on this list. So where do you think Dan Campbell lies?
Dan Campbell's got to be top 10. I'm going to say Campbell has to be 5.
Let me see. Let's go back. Andy Reid is probably 1.
Sean McVay's probably on that list, 2.
Shanahan's probably on that list. I'm going to say Dan Campbell's probably at like 7.
What about LaFleur? Campbell go before LaFleur or after LaFleur? LaFleur's had success, and so was Campbell, obviously.
Number 10, Kevin Stefanski.
Okay.
Okay.
Number 9, Sean McDermott.
Oh.
Number 8, Dan Campbell.
8!
Off by 1.
Wow. So John Harbaugh is ahead of him. Kyle Shanahan is ahead of him.
At 7 is Jim Harbaugh.
Really?
I'm fine with that.
At 6 is Mike Tomlin.
I'm fine with that too.
Oh, those two are right ahead of Dan Campbell. Would you agree? Before I get to the top 5.
No, because Tomlin's untouchable. I mean, he when your organization hires a coach, they do a great job, David.
Yes. Yeah, you're going to be there for 20 years.
Exactly.
Yeah,
go ahead and buy a house.
Finish over 500. Yeah,
buy a house. Your kid will graduate from college before you get fired. Really, if you think about it.
Because that's how Cowher left. Cowher left. His daughter was graduating from North Carolina, and he said, okay, I'm good.
Yeah. Chuck Noll, same thing. You're going to be there forever. And so, yeah.
Jim Harbaugh or Dan Campbell?
I'm going to...
No, it's not about who you want. It's about who's better.
No. I think Harbaugh gets it because of what he did.
Yes.
He went to a Super Bowl.
But see, I got to say Dan Campbell right now because the game is different from when Harbaugh coached the game.
I mean, I guess, but I give Jim Harbaugh the almost like Life Achievement Award. Right? I mean, the guy has won every freaking place he's been in the NFL, in college, and he's coming off a national title despite the fact that.
But he didn't win a Super Bowl.
Very true.
But I think he's getting too much of the benefit of the doubt. Like, this is a new age of football. Dan Campbell has learned the system. I don't know if Harbaugh is going to work. Like, a lot of times coaches come back into the game and they realize it's passed them by. I mean, I know it's been a while, but it reminds me like when Joe Gibbs came back. It's like, oh, it's Joe Gibbs. And he failed miserably.
See, but here's the thing, and I love Dan Campbell. We all do. But he's been there 3 years. And the first year was a train wreck. Not his fault.
No. He's been there 3 years, but it's been an upward climb.
I understand.
He's going places.
Harbaugh has had mad success everywhere.
All right, I got no issue. Let me get to the top 5.
Right, sorry, go ahead.
Number 5, Matt LaFleur.
Okay.
Number 4, John Harbaugh.
Ooh,
number 3, Kyle Shanahan.
All right. I put Harbaugh over Shanahan.
Number 2, Sean McVay. 1, Andy Reid.
2 is Sean McVay.
2?
2?
2. Yeah.
Man, yeah.
That seems rather.
John Harbaugh be there at 2 versus
Sean McVay. Would you go John Harbaugh 2?
I would, yeah, I guess.
And then Shanahan,
you
3.
Know what it is? Maybe a little recency bias. McVay has a Super Bowl ring. It's been since John got one.
McVay hasn't won a playoff game in 3 years.
I understand, but yeah, I
that's
high. The question I have is Matt LaFleur there at 5. Hasn't been to a Super Bowl. Hasn't been to a championship game. I don't believe. So
yeah, he has. Rodgers lost it, right?
Oh, you're right. 2023.
Yeah. Yeah, but there has been a long line of consistency there.
Yeah, I probably would have put the Sirianni in there before I put him in.
Where is Sirianni?
That is a great question. Sirianni is...
He must have took a hit after last year.
Wow, he's 15.
Okay.
Is it? And maybe it's... Yeah, before McVay, I probably would... I'd put Shanahan before McVay. That's just me. So, wow. Andy Reid, yeah,
he's good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I like
it. All right, there you go. People are very angry on the Ticket Tech saying, Harbaugh hasn't won bleep. What are you talking about? Shut up, you moron. All right, that was a Blitz. 97.1.